is it? Ugh. Hey, familiar. You see any dragon scales around here? Oh, right. You just got here. Well, they're about, yay big. Kinda bluish, purplish. Real shiny. Does that sound familiar? Well, just go look for it. Try the chest over there. Be careful, though. I think I have some explosive potions in there. You definitely don't want to break one of those. Trust me. Okay, fair. You shouldn't trust me. But I'd rather not have to scrape another familiar off the wall, so... I don't see how that's important right now. The point is, you're my familiar now, which means you're my responsibility. And unlike my father, I happen to care about the vulnerable souls who are under my protection. And that includes you. Oh, none right now. If I'd had a familiar, I wouldn't have ended up trapped in that room for so long. Good thing you found me. It's going a little crazy in there. Maybe 4 or 5 years? It all kind of blends together after a while. Besides, it's not like it was the first time. Oh yeah, Dad's a real dick when he's angry. Oh, but I don't like to dwell on these things. It's important to forgive, I think. Not for them, but for you. And as soon as I forge a weapon that can kill him, I'll bury my forgiveness to the hilt, right in his cold, dead heart. Oh, here it is. Come here. Come take a look. Go ahead. Touch it. Weird, right? Smooth on one side, rough on the other. Kind of like a cat's tongue. Isn't it pretty? No, I'm not going to use this to kill my dad. That would be ridiculous. No, there's nothing so serious. I need this as part of a distraction spell. Yeah. So, don't you worry about a thing. I never put you in harm's way like that. Asking you to go up against a nigh unstoppable centuries-old sorcerer. As if. No, silly. We're using this to raid the orc village. Yeah, the one out west of here. I've had some problems with them. And I want to pay them back. And you, dear familiar, are going to help me. Well, just as soon as I get all the ingredients together for the spell. Yeah, last time it didn't go so well, but now... Now I have bait. I mean, now I have you! Hooray! Why? I can't believe you, of all people, is asking me that. Are you going to stand here and tell me that you've never killed an orc for no good reason? Please. Everyone knows humans are kill first, question later. But fine. If you really must know... I don't like to talk about this. It's really hard for me. Come here. Sit with me. I know. I said that it's important to forgive. And I mean it. But some things can't be forgiven. It was a snowy autumn evening, 10 years ago when it happened. The entire forest had been thrown into chaos by the unseasonable storm that had swept the region. Demons and monsters alike returned to their homes, bundling up to stay warm against the encroaching wall of white that blanketed the area. It was the quietest it had been in some time, but not all creatures stayed home. A group of orcs had been traveling from the north, down to the village in the west. Unaware of what was to happen, they found themselves in the middle of a great blizzard with no shelter in sight. They continued on foot, looking desperately for somewhere to make camp so they might make refuge against the cold. They searched and they searched until they finally came across a shelter. A building, out in the woods, big enough to hold the orcs and warm enough to see them through the night. The building? It was my house. Yes, this one. Stop interrupting. I was asleep in bed when I heard them banging on the door. I wasn't sure what to do at first. I kept the covers pulled over my head, hoping they would go away. But they didn't. They just kept knocking, over and over. Bang. Bang. Bang! Sorry. So finally, steeling my nerves, I got up out of bed and crept over to the door, where I carefully, slowly, opened it. It was the orcs. And ever since that day, I vowed revenge. Are you serious? Weren't you listening? Those assholes banged on my door at 3 a.m. and woke me up from the best sleep of my life. Well, of course I didn't let them in. They're orcs. Besides, that's what protection spells are for. Stop talking. Better. I don't know why I even bothered opening up to you. You're human. Of course you wouldn't understand my pain. Just like the rest of them. Oh, that's not fair. I actually do like you humans. Well, mostly. You're always so cute and soft and full of adorable rage. I just wish you didn't die so easily. Poor Jonathan. So, I don't know about you, but all that searching made me hungry. Familiar, go make us something to eat. Oh, you may speak. Right. You need ingredients. Here you go. What? It's food. I know you humans eat those. Smaller? Fine. There you go. The Eustropian fire chicken. It's quite the delicacy. Oh shit! Quick, catch it! Catch it before it burns the whole house down! Ah, fine. Be nice. There. Now take a seat and let's dig in. Ah, doesn't this look amazing? Killing for food is so unevolved. Dig in.
They're not made of magic. Or anything dumb like that.
It's real food, see? I just conjured it up off of someone else's dinner table. didn't steal it. They can have it back. They just have to come find it first. I said eat. There, see? Even if you think it's immoral, doesn't mean it's not delicious. In fact, I think it makes it taste even better. Doesn't matter. What matters is that we keep your strength up. Because trust me, with those orcs, you're gonna need it.